Ashley Maynor is an award-winning filmmaker based in Tennessee. In 2007, she was a visiting assistant professor at Virginia Tech and the general manager of the Lyric Theater in Blacksburg. On the morning of April 16th, she was showing a film when she heard that a student had shot and killed 32 people on campus. Later that day, she changed the theater marquee to a condolence message.
Three students who volunteered with the theater were among the victims. So this was something that impacted me, and I think everyone in Blacksburg. I mean, no one was more than 1 or 2 degrees separated from losing someone. And also just the violation of our security and also our privacy by the kind of media aftermath was something we all went through collectively.
It wasn't until just over a year ago that Maynor decided to make a film about the phenomenon of how we collectively mourn in the wake of tragedy, and how more and more it takes the form of objects brought or sent in condolence. Her film is a work in progress called The Story of the Stuff.
I didn't take on making a film about this topic lightly, but all of those expressions were sent to console and comfort us. And so for me, even as painful as it is to see those reminders and to think about that terrible experience, the outpouring of support is incredible, and it's so moving. And well, I'm hoping with the film that the rest of the world will get to experience some of that, that for each of these kind of terrible acts that happens, there's far much more love and caring and support and kindness from strangers around the world.
For the film, Maynor interviewed university archivist Tamara Kennelly. She's been working to preserve the thousands of condolence items for the past 7 years.
The collection actually started from this spontaneous shrine on the drill field where people were leaving things.
Kennelly tells Maynor she was overwhelmed not only by the sheer volume of stuff, but by the message they collectively convey.
That whole thing of identifying with us and sort of standing shoulder to shoulder with us in a way. I mean, that was expressed by many, many different places. And I think there was that sense of solidarity that kind of came out of it. And sort of a recognition by people, too, that this was a power that maybe students have if they could come together in a way. That was, like they could be a positive influence for change.
Shortly after Maynor interviewed Kennelly here in Blacksburg, the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut came like an awful refrain. Maynor spent months there filming the very same phenomenon. She says it's become one of the ways humans grieve in this day and age.
We live in a culture where we consume a lot. We buy things and we show affection often through giving a physical reminder of what we feel, whether it's a store-bought teddy bear or flowers or a Hallmark card. This is the kind of evidence of our feelings. And I think it's because in the face of something incomprehensible, we don't know what else to do.
Excerpts from Ashley Maynor's The Story of the Stuff are being shown at an exhibit this week at the Newman Library on the Virginia Tech campus called From Then to Now, about April 16th. I'm Robbie Harris.